Hello! Welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about New Year's Day from Reputation.
So good. Mm-hmm. Just so good. And it's been so cool to hear everybody's takes on it.
Yeah.
And how much it means to so many different people. Like, thank you everybody for sharing with us. Like, so, so cool. And today, we are discussing the song Nobody, No Crime, featuring Haim from Evermore.
Ooh,
that rhymed.
It did.
Ooh. Nobody, No Crime, featuring Haim, is the sixth track on Evermore.
Evermore was released on December 11, 2020, and this song was solely written by Taylor.
Our girl.
Our girl.
This song has yet to be played live. It was released as a single on January 11th, 2021, and it peaked at 35 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 2 on the Hot Country Songs chart.
So even though I know I wrote that fact, it's funny because I don't remember it being released as a single, but I guess it's because like we were home, so each day kind of felt the same as the last in some ways.
And we also don't really listen to the radio, so...
Okay, that's fair.
That's another reason why we...
That's fair, because when something's a single without a music video, it's kind of the same as listening to the song.
Yeah, and where is the music video for this song? Like, it lends itself to a music video so well.
So visual, I talk about that.
Okay.
So, Devin, what do you think about Nobody, No Crime?
This is great. It's a great song. It's just fun and goofy and wild. It's such a different kind of song from Taylor than we usually get, which is super fun. I love that in her experimentation with folklore and Evermore, this was one of the songs she kind of like was drawn to.
Yeah.
And one of these styles, like a country folk ballad that tells the story of, you know, infidelity, love triangle sort of situation and like a murder. Mm-hmm. And it's just like super dramatic and ridiculous, but like also like, ooh, this happens in this world.
Oh, you know? For
like,
sure. Yeah.
These sorts of things happen. And it's great because this is something that I feel like she really wanted to do and has never had the opportunity to do before.
Yeah, it doesn't like fit. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it fit like great into Evermore and folklore, this storytelling part of her discography. Every time this song comes on when we're driving, I think I can say it for you as well. We totally think we're getting pulled over.
Yes.
Every time, let us know if you also, that happens to you when you're driving and you hear this and you're like, oh man, oh no, it's just Nobody, No Crime.
Yeah. Except here, you say, I love the sirens, and meanwhile, for me, I hate them because of that same reason.
Same reason, yeah. Nope, it's just this song. I love Danielle's low voice on He Did It.
Oh, it's so good.
So sultry, so sexy. And then Esty comes in and has the higher harmony there as well. It's so good. As we discussed on this pod, we love Haim.
Mm-hmm.
Big Haim fans. Mm-hmm. When we saw them a couple months ago here in New York, we so had hoped that Taylor would come out to sing Gasoline with them.
Because she was
in New York.
She
was here.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
It happened in London.
And
so cool.
Literally what happened there was exactly what I had hoped was going to happen here. And it didn't.
Yeah.
But it's okay. So obviously, big Haim fans. We love it. Anything that they are on with Taylor, I love. You know, I do wish on this song they had a little bit more to do than the harmonies and the she's with me, dude.
Yeah.
line, which is great. It's a great line.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wish maybe, you know, Danielle maybe got one of the verses and like she and Esty got to sing a verse together.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like the lines where Esty is singing, you know, like, you know, that's not my Merlot on his mouth. That's not my jewelry. You know, like that could have been Esty actually singing
it.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, like that could have been fun to have like the different sisters sing and everything. Also interesting is that Alana is not credited on this song.
Oh, that's so interesting. So, I didn't know that.
So it's only Esty and Danielle.
Mm.
So Alana, I guess, was off doing something else, probably her movie
that she was doing pizza,
at that point. So that was interesting as well.
Interestingly, up until Nothing New, which is ironically our next song, ironic song word there, but whatever, our next song, a female vocalist hadn't taken a full verse.
Right.
Featured on a Taylor song yet. It had only been Ed or Gary Lightbody.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also
Yep.
Interesting as well.
Yeah, because...
Maren Morris?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, she sings harmonies.
Only harmonies, yeah.
Yeah, on Fearless Taylor's version.
Yeah, so that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And I hope with Midnights that might change.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it said, like, it's her most collaborative album.
Yeah.
So,
fingers crossed.
Fascinating.
Very fascinating. Because, yeah. Honestly, everybody, like, Danielle's voice is maybe one of my favorite female vocalist voices.
Yeah, she's
ever.
Really talented.
Like, it is just, the timbre, everything about her voice, I freaking love.
Yeah, I would say to you guys is, if you've only heard Gasoline, which is, you know, it's a good song, it doesn't even, like, touch, like, the tip of the iceberg of how good their music is.
It's
so just... I would like delve deeper, but I'm sure most of you have
because
you're like deep in the Swiftiedom.
Oh yeah.
But still, highly recommend if you haven't.
Because they're, you know, they're one, I don't know what the word is, removed. They're one time removed from Taylor.
Degree of separation.
Degree, thank you. 1 degree of separation from Taylor in terms of music and like...
They
are super close. Yeah, anyway, they're amazing. Love Haim. Taylor also... sounds freaking fantastic on this song. I love sultry Evermore Taylor. Mm-hmm. Just big fan. I love the line. I love this line. I love this line so much. SD wasn't there Tuesday night at Olive Garden at her job or anywhere. Mm-hmm. Just, it's brilliant in how like mundane it is, but also just the rhyme scheme of it too is fantastic, and how it, you know, like triples through there, you know, and also just the fact that it's Olive Garden is amazing. I know that Gossip Gab goes a little bit more into Olive Garden later, but the fact that there's the shout out there is fantastic. I love the groove of this song. Great. The bass line, so good. On the credits, I looked, and like Aaron Dessner does like every single one of the instruments on this song.
Wow.
So like SD isn't playing the bass and Danielle isn't playing guitar or drums or anything, and they're just doing the backup vocals. So Aaron Dessner basically like does everything.
And you have to remember, so much of this album was recorded remotely.
Right. Yeah.
And I heard that they recorded this song and put it together at the Long Pond studio when they were recording the Folklore stuff.
How dare
they? I'm like, release the Evermore Long Pond tapes.
Release it, or the Evermore Buckingham Palace tapes. Come on. We're waiting, Taylor. Oh my God, come on.
That was the funniest clowning.
The story, super fun and wacky. I love the boating license bit to dispose of the body.
Yeah.
Great. Just fantastic song.
Yeah.
And just so melodramatic and goofy and wonderful.
Yeah.
And I love it. Gab, what do you think of this one?
I just really love that Taylor took her passion for true crime and put it into a murder mystery song in which she avenges her friend's death. Like, it's so good. It's so Taylor.
That's the best way to put it.
Right? And it's also so, like, during the pandemic, Taylor's writing these, you know, creative stories for this album. She was so creatively, like, fulfilled and excited. And she's like, I love true crime. What if I write a song about true crime? You know, it's just, it's fun and it's creative. And I love that. You know, I love, obviously, we've talked about it, but I love like the revenge witchy vibes of the song. Like, I love the he did it. Like, it's just so good. I agree. I love how different this is from the rest of the album and like also what Taylor had been doing recently, but also ties back to her country roots. And it does fit into the narrative of Evermore because it's about all different endings.
For sure.
So murder's definitely a different type of ending.
Yeah.
So it does fit into that narrative as she's talked about how like Folklore was like about like beginnings and Evermore's about endings.
Right.
Yeah. So it, you know, it's a different type of ending than some of the others where it's like, you know, marriage ending or something.
Right, divorce.
But I really love the small town vibes of the song and then how visual the story feels, as we were kind of mentioning earlier. Like, you can see Esty and Taylor, like, at that Olive Garden. You can see Taylor stalking out the husband's house when the mistress moves in, you know, driving by. You can see her on that boat, like, disposing the husband's body. Like, it's all just, like, super visual. A narrative, which is really cool, and I think that it would have been a really fun music video, but like it might have gone like a hint too far.
I feel like they could have camped the camp out of it.
Right?
It could have been fantastic. The song is
like that, and especially because they're all friends.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think, you know, so I don't delve too much into the true crime drama because I get scared easily, but I did read and watch Gone Girl. And I know it's not, the plot isn't quite like this, and I'm not going to give any spoilers because the book, and I guess the movie, have a major twist.
Yeah.
But, like, the color palette of that movie is how I picture also this. Like, there's some, like, dark woodsy vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I picture this happening in a town similar
Yeah, like to a that. Lake.
Yeah.
A lake house.
Yeah, because she's on a boat.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, his truck's got some brand new tires. Yeah. Like,
but I feel like this could be very much along the lines of I Bet You Think About Me in terms of camp. You know, and like,
yeah.
It could have easily been in that world
yeah.
of like total tongue in cheek.
It like, would have worked.
You know, yeah. them looking at the camera as she's dumping the body overboard. Yeah. like, oops.
Yeah. Like, even like Picture to Burn in some senses is yeah. very campy of a music video.
Yeah.
My favorite like aspect of this song is just that like you can tell in that same vein, Taylor's having so much fun with it and also like loving working with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just, I don't know, makes me just like happy for her, but it also comes through in the song too. I love her voice in the song. I love the way that the lines like fluidly come out.
Yeah.
Like especially like, that ain't my Merlot on his mouth, that ain't my jewelry on our joint account.
Yep.
Like, it's such a great way to have a character discuss her husband's infidelity. Like, the phrasing is yeah. really smart and really works.
Yeah.
And then, like, in that same way, I love the differences when it switches from she thinks he did it to they think he did it to they think she did it, yep. and then she thinks I did it.
Yeah.
You know, all the different things, but they just can't prove it. And that's yeah. also a thing with true crime where, like, you need to have, like,
that hard
undeniable
truth.
Evidence or right. whatever. Yeah. You just can't prove it, which also, like, makes me think of a little bit the most recent season of Only Murders in the Building yes. as well,
yeah.
which highly recommend
highly.
Both seasons.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of you have seen it too because Selena. Yeah. But, like, Martin Short and Steve Martin are chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Like, they should earn all of the different awards. Yeah.
And it's, like, murder with, like, humor. Like, it's yeah. not actually, you know,
yeah.
campy. But, yeah, I just love, like, that classic Taylor switch up where, yeah. like, she's, like, okay, like, I'm pretty sure you killed my friend, and now I'm going to kill you, and no one's going to be able to prove
yeah,
it, but I'm going to get my revenge.
She just took out her life insurance policy.
Yeah, like, it's, oh, I love it. Sneaky, revengeful. Vengeful.
Yeah, and then she thinks I did it, but she just can't prove it.
Yeah.
Because they think she did it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, and then, like, the groove, the instrumentation is just so fantastic in the song. And it's very different. And, yeah, as I said before, the only thing I don't like about the song is the sirens. I get why they're there, and I think they would totally make sense in a music video.
Yeah.
They do intro the song well, but, like, totally freak me out every time I'm listening, and I usually am listening when I'm driving.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm always like, oh no.
Where are they?
Even when it comes on like in shuffle and I don't even know I'm listening to
yeah.
Body No Crime.
And
you know?
Here it comes.
Yeah. But yeah, I think this is just like a great song. It's fun. The harmonies are great. I'm a fan.
There's also, I don't know if you hear them, crickets at the end.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have as good headphones as you.
Well, I mean, who
I
does?
Saw you today with the big headphones.
Yeah, the big
Ooh,
headphones.
Crickets. I gotta listen for that.
There's crickets at the end.
Wow.
Very, I don't know what that means, but it just is.
Well, it's like woodsy vibes, what we were talking
woodsy.
About. So we got the setting right.
Woodsy vibes.
You know? Not a city. This isn't happening in a city.
She was with me, dude.
So good.
I love that line.
So, Devin, do you relate to Nobody, No Crime?
Yes. I completely relate. Before Gab knew me, I may or may not have been involved with...
Ridiculous.
...a murder. No. I do not relate at all to anything about this. I think I've only ever been into an Olive Garden once.
I don't think I've ever been to an
Olive can't
Garden.
Really remember. I don't have a boating license, so I don't relate to that. I don't have a pickup truck. Yeah, so there isn't really much I relate to, but that does not make me like it any less because it's a fun murder mystery song.
Yeah.
And it makes for a fantastic story.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the song is. It's not anything deep. It just is a folk tale, basically.
It is, yeah.
And who knows? Taylor maybe didn't do it, you know? You never know.
We don't know.
She could be hiding it for Danielle. It could have been Danielle who did
it. Yeah, or Alana. She wasn't even there.
Alana wasn't even on the song. So where was she?
I think she did it, but I just
can't
prove
it.
Can't
prove it. Can't prove it.
Are you a true crime fan?
No. No. I liked all of the more dramatized crime shows, like CSI, Criminal Minds, big Criminal Minds fan.
You like Dexter.
I love Dexter.
I don't think that would be called true crime,
though. No, but there's definitely crime involved. He kills people.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
That's spoiled in, like, the first episode.
I mean, in, like, the first 5 minutes.
And, like, the poster.
So, no, I never really, you know, like, what, like, TLC or, you know, whatever, AMC.
Yeah, some of those are, like, Dateline.
Where they have the guy in the shadows and his voice is all, like.
That all scares me.
My voice doesn't sound like this.
Yeah, sometimes like that. But it's also sometimes
they destroy his voice.
Telling the story, you know?
Yeah, never really got into it.
Yeah, interesting, because you like horror.
Love horror.
Yeah, very different, but.
I don't like it when it gets real.
Totally agree. Completely agree.
Yeah, I love horror up to a point.
Yeah.
You know, and there are some horror movies.
Murderous Clowns, fine.
Murderous Clowns, not fine.
Remember when the clowns were on the
terrifying
loose in New York City?
Terrifying.
Don't worry, guys. That was like 2016 or something.
Clowns, the worst. We digress. Gab, do you relate to this song?
Luckily, I don't relate to this song either.
You weren't part of a infidelity triangle where you murdered your ex-husband?
Not that I'm aware of, luckily.
Great.
And I'm also not a true crime fan. I get way too scared. Way too scared.
Yeah, because that's, like, real stuff.
I, like, watched, like, one of those, like, 48 hours things once. And, like, granted, I was too young to watch it. It was, like, I was with a babysitter who was watching it or something. And, like, still to this day, luckily, we don't have a shower curtain. We just have a shower door. But whenever I'm in a shower with a curtain, I still think I'm going to pull it back and someone's going to be there. Like, I mean, psycho.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's more psycho than
yeah,
a
but
true
it
crime
happened
thing.
In this 48 hours thing I watched.
I see.
Maybe I was like 12.
Because I'm afraid of that from Psycho.
Yeah, I did watch Psycho too.
Yeah. Great movie, by the way, everybody, if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Classic.
But scary.
Scary. So, like, Alfred Hitchcock.
If you have a shower curtain, maybe.
Maybe like, don't watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't really. And I don't think I've ever been to an Olive Garden. there were, like, only a couple near me, like, the part of Jersey I lived in. So it's like, if you're going to drive a half an hour, you're not going to drive a half hour to go to Olive Garden. When there's, I lived in Jersey, so there's Italian restaurants on, like,
everywhere.
Corner, you know?
I hear the breadsticks are good.
Yeah, and they have, like, a bottomless breadsticks or something, or bottomless pasta. I don't know. So, like. Good for them.
Yeah.
Guys, let us know your favorite thing at Olive Garden.
If you go.
If you go.
If it's the Merlot.
And they're like, we need to try it, you know? Maybe if we have like a Taylor-themed party, we'll order some
We'll go
Garden.
To Olive Garden for a Taylor-themed party for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now we get to the segment of...
Gossip.
Taylor said that Nobody, No Crime was inspired by her obsession with true crime podcasts and documentaries.
Good for her.
Taylor and the Heim sisters are long-term friends, as we've mentioned. Heim opened for Taylor at some dates on the 1989 World Tour, which I actually did see them open for Taylor.
Cool.
Which was really cool.
Very cool.
At MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Taylor said about the collaboration, "We can't figure out why we hadn't collaborated sooner. We've toured together, played live together, choreographed dances like we're at summer camp, but it took a song about avenging your friend's murder to give us the idea to take this step." Long story short, I'm the fourth Heim sister now.
Confirmed. Amazing.
I love.
Yeah.
And then that quote just directly led into when she was went on for Gasoline with them at the O2, and she's in the same outfit with them.
Yeah, amazing.
So cute. I love
so
it.
So cute.
I love the whole fourth Heim sister thing.
Now that you mention it, sorry, backtracking to her obsession with true crime podcasts, I did listen to Serial.
Oh, yeah, and that one was huge.
That was huge.
Yeah.
The first one. I don't know. I think it went off and did its own thing, a whole bunch of other things. But the very first one, very intriguing.
Did we know each other when that came out? Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't remember you listening to that.
Yeah. That was like the first podcast I ever listened to.
Well, because it was like one of the first podcasts that was like big, popular, a lot of people talking about it. I never listened to it.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And
did you ever watch
Syndicating?
The Jinx? Yeah, exactly. Did you ever watch The Jinx?
No.
That was like on HBO or something, I think.
No. Sorry. Continue.
No, that's helpful. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, Taylor said working with Heim was pretty hilarious because it came about after I wrote a pretty dark murder mystery song and had named the character Esty because she's the friend I have who would be stoked to be in a song like that, which is pretty funny. He says a lot about Esty as like a pretty cool friend. Taylor added that she had finished the song and was nailing down some lyric details and texted Esty, "You're not going to understand this text for a few days, but which chain restaurant do you like best?" And then she named a few, and Taylor said that Esty chose Olive Garden, and that, like, a few days later, she sent them the song and asked if they'd sing harmonies on it, and the answer was an immediate yes.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Can you imagine having a kind of friendship where you're like, you should write the friend in the song without telling her, yeah, right? Because you're like, she'll like it. Yeah. And then you go, hey, what's your favorite chain? And then, like, what if she had said Applebee's?
Yeah.
Tuesday night at Applebee's, I don't have a job or anywhere. Don't mind my singing.
Tuesday night at Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Tuesday night at TGI Fridays, anywhere.
Yeah, that'd be too many syllables.
Olive Garden's perfect.
Yeah. I'm sure she would change the line around.
Yeah, probably.
If that was the case.
She's the lyricist, not us.
Exactly. So it's just really funny that she, like, gives this. She's like, you're not going to understand this. And I'm like, can I be Taylor's friend and get texts like this? Like, yeah. They're so funny.
So funny.
And then they become songs. I love it. For our international listeners who may not know, Olive Garden's a restaurant chain in America. I think it started in America. It's probably in other countries, but it specializes in homestyle Italian-American food.
Mm.
So it has like
pasta.
Pasta, breadstick, salad. Probably like chicken parm, but like it has like fettuccine Alfredo. Like it's not like Italian, it's American Italian.
Yeah. like a Caesar salad.
No, well, Caesar salads exist lots of places. I don't think Caesar salad is American originally. I don't know. Guys, sorry, I didn't do the research on the origin of Caesar salad.
Sorry, I threw a wrench in
but
there.
But I do know that the Italians don't have like the heavy cream fettuccine Alfredo we have here. That's I think very American. But I'm sure it's good. We should
probably
go. I feel like we need to go for research purposes.
Yeah,
you probably won't
I will not be able to eat anything there. I will not be able to eat a single thing.
Yeah, Devin can't have gluten or dairy. So the Olive Garden is pretty much a no for us.
Yeah.
But this is a really funny fact. So in a song facts analysis, which is just like a website that gives facts about songs, of restaurants most mentioned in lyrics, Olive Garden placed number 10.
Wow.
Yeah. I looked up the list. McDonald's was number one.
Of course.
Was like all chains. It was like Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC.
Yeah.
But Olive Garden made number 10.
Wow.
So that's pretty big.
Good for them.
And then the CEO of Olive Garden was very pleased with the mention in the song. And they said that they saw an increase in business after the release.
Of course they did.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny.
Wow, you know where we haven't been in a while? Olive Garden. We should go.
Yeah, right? Or just like even people like us where we're like, Taylor sings about Olive Garden. I feel like we need to try it. I bet there were a bunch of people like that.
I mean, if it's Esty's favorite chain restaurant,
right?
Please.
Yeah. And they're from LA, so that's like a funny thing for LA people.
I don't know.
Olive Garden.
Maybe Olive Garden is a thing there.
Well, it's everywhere
it's like
in the country.
Here.
But I don't know. Like their big chain is like In-N-Out and Del Taco and things like that.
Mm.
You know? I don't know.
Olive Garden is everywhere.
So funny. Let us know if you specifically went to Olive Garden because of this song. We're dying to know.
Yeah.
So, Devin,
yeah.
What's your favorite line in Nobody, No Crime?
I just love, that ain't my Merlot on his mouth.
You just said that so funny.
Terrible. Terrible. That ain't my Merlot on his mouth.
Merlot? Yeah.
Sorry.
Merlot.
That ain't my Merlot on his mouth.
Yeah.
I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, it's like, I drink Merlot.
It's such a specific thing.
So specific. Yeah. Honestly, personally, do not like Merlot. So I think it's also funny that they chose that as the wine.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's a very common wine at Olive Garden.
It probably is.
And
it's probably like $5.
Really well in the lyrics, too.
That ain't my Merlot on his mouth.
You know, it's like, that ain't my Cabernet on his mouth, you know.
Yeah. That ain't my Barolo on his mouth.
Ridiculous.
That ain't my Tempranillo on his mouth. Anyway, very funny line.
It's good.
And then that's not the jewelry on his bank account also. It's just great. I do.
Also, what an idiot buying the jewelry
like,
on their
stupid.
Joint account.
Stupid.
Men.
Come on. Like, didn't have his own account? Are you kidding? Gab, what is your favorite line?
My favorite line is, Good thing my daddy made me get a boating license when I was 15.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's so good.
Fantastic.
And also, I didn't put this in Gods of Gab because I knew I was saying this lyric as my favorite line.
Yeah.
But Taylor does indeed have a boating license.
Yep.
I don't know if she got it at 15. The earliest I could see was she did this People magazine interview about it, and it was 2009, so she would have been like 18 then. Mm. But I bet she'd had it for a couple years.
Probably.
So I just love these little elements of like... She's telling the story, but like Essie is her actual friend and yep. she does have a boating license.
Yep.
And she's like, I know how to cover up a scene.
Yep.
It's great. It's fun. It's really smart.
Yeah.
Very tongue in cheek.
It's great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, Devin.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 to 10 brand new tires.
Oh.
What do you give No Body, No Crime?
I'm going to give No Body, No Crime 8 brand new tires. I think that's a pretty good score for it. Definitely, it doesn't hit, you know, like my top echelon. And even like a little bit below, I'd say it's probably like top 50
mm-hmm.
for me. But still, fantastic song. I love listening to this when it comes on. It's such a groove. It's so funny. And I think it's great. I am looking forward to her singing this one live.
Like, yeah, that'll be fun.
Gab, from 1 to 10, brand new tires. What do you give the song?
I am also giving No Body, No Crime 8 brand new tires. Wow. Look at us aligned, finally. Wow. Well, no, we were last week too.
Yeah.
I totally agree with everything you said. Like, I like this song a lot. It's not like my favorite I seek out. It's not one that like makes me cry, but it's very enjoyable.
For sure.
Yeah. Listen along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at T2Z Podcast and give us all your thoughts. Do you like true crime?
Ooh.
Are you scared of true crime?
Do you love Olive Garden?
Did you go to Olive Garden because of this song? What's your favorite dish at Olive Garden?
Are you going to go to Olive Garden after this episode?
I might. I don't even know where the nearest Olive Garden is.
There's Times Square.
I can't. That's like Times Square Olive Garden. That's so much, you know?
That's the place to go.
It's got to be so expensive,
Breadsticks for $45.
Yeah, like that's insane. But let us know if you've been there.
Yeah. And if it's your favorite spot.
I mean, I hear it's busy.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge.
At least from the outside. For those who've never been to Times Square, it's like right on Times Square.
Yeah, it's right there.
And like it has a view of everything. Remember, you can find exclusive bonus content on our Patreon at patreon.com/TayToZPodcast. Soon we're going to have a little recap of our experience at the Harry Styles tour.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. Just a quick little recap. We got to see Harry live. It was amazing.
Amazing. It was so good. Well, next episode, we'll be covering... Nothing New from Red Taylor's version.
Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.